In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. And today, I'm going to tell you first about the School of the Holy Spirit, which will be held at Holy Rosary between the 14th and the 20th of July. If you want to become activated in the gifts of the Spirit so that you don't have to call Father Tom to pray because you do the praying yourself. As one lady said to me, "Father Tom, for years you were a light to me and like a lighthouse, but now I have my own light and I go about doing what Jesus wants." Isn't that beautiful? Now she has her own light. I want to tell you about the School of the Holy Spirit. We're going to have Danny Stein, Father Tom, Maria Vadia, and Michelle Aker. I'm telling you, it's going to be something wonderful, something wonderful. Today, I'm starting off with the scripture. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Today I have with me Jimmy Butler, and I want him to share with you part of his witness and how God came to him and how he became a new creation in Christ. So I want to welcome you, Jimmy, to people who are going to hear you in Boston, in St. Louis, in Arizona, in New Jersey, wherever I am, you're going to be on today. So why don't you tell us how God, what God did to you?
Hi, Father Tom. Thank you for having me. This is Jimmy Butler. I met Father Tom in Quincy, Massachusetts when I was in my 20s. I am 54 now. Father Tom was a great part of my life in regarding my walk with God. I did not know the Lord growing up. I did not come from a Christian environment. I also had a lot of anger issues and hurt and a lot of real pain in my life. And I was at the beach in Wollaston Beach in Quincy, Mass. And someone had come to me and told me about the Lord. And I had questioned a lot of things over my lifetime. And I started to really wonder what was going on. I was really confused at 21, not knowing quite what life was about. I had seen a lot and I had been through a lot. And I started asking God if he was real and stuff like that. And I did go to my apartment I had in West Quincy, Massachusetts. And I asked the Lord to come into my heart, and I invited him into that room and into my heart, and the presence of God's love came to me and melted away all that resentment I had and started working on me and breaking away the old man and the angry kid that I had inside me and started softening my heart. And next, you know, I started having a love for people and a passion for people. I started getting involved in church. I went to Sacred Heart in North Quincy as well as St. Joseph's in Quincy Point. And I spent time with Father Tom and also Father Joe Laughlin, who had passed away recently. And I had some real good years with the Lord. I had a couple children, and over the last couple years, after that, about 1992, I had a serious car accident that led me on life support, and God came to me again after 3 weeks being in life support, and my legs were crushed and my back was crushed, and I was going in and out of death and life. And I started experiencing the love of God in that hospital room once again. And even though I was suffering physically, I felt that deep presence of God's love in the middle of that suffering. And I started wanting to be with him. I asked him to take me with him. And it wasn't just out of the pain. It was because the presence of God was so strong and his love was so great. I wanted to be with him. But the Lord did not allow that at this time in my life. And he started bringing me out of that life support. I had to go through years and years of suffering and operations, but the Lord was with me through that. He kept bringing me through and kept loving on me and loving on me. And I wondered what the Lord was doing in my life. And I knew there was a calling of God in my life, but I really questioned it because of all that I had went through. And through that suffering and pain, I just felt like I was inadequate to follow him. But I went down to Virginia in 2002. And the Lord brought me out of it. There was a prophet there that spoke to my heart, called me back into the fold and back into the church, and back into ministry, and I came back to Sacred Heart, and I came back to Holy Rosary, and I started getting involved more and started ministering in the streets and started sharing the love of Jesus Christ with people, and I started hungering his love more, and his presence got stronger and stronger. I did live with Father Tom for a little while, and he really helped me out of that situation. And I am on fire for the Lord today. I thank the Lord for what he has done. He brought me through that accident. He brought me through 20 surgeries, brought me through life support. And he is the one that's been there all along, even through the embarrassment and humiliation of what I went through. He kept showing up and kept loving me. No one can love you like the Lord. And now I believe at this time in my life, it's my job to share that with others, to give that away to other people, because God has given to me. He gave his life for me, and my job is to give my life back to him and to others.
That's the vocation of the Christian, to give our life back to him and for others. Jimmy, tell me some of the stories that you were telling me in the kitchen. Tell me the story about the Lord told you to walk slowly. That's a beautiful story.
I do walk by faith, and I know the key to walking with the Lord is to do whatever he tells you. I listen to my inner voice, which is the Spirit of the Lord in me. And it doesn't even always make sense to my mind, but I've learned to listen to that voice. I've been sensitive to that voice. And I was in Virginia, and the Lord had said to go to Virginia Beach. So I packed my bags, and I said, I'm going to Virginia Beach. I went down to Virginia Beach to go to a conference because I knew the Lord wanted me to be there. And I said, I'll do whatever you tell me, Lord. So I went down there. I spent the night at the Waffle House, and then after I was at the Waffle House, the Lord says, walk slow. So I said, okay, Lord, I'll walk slow. I walk slow anyways because my leg's still being healed. But I went to the towards the bus stop, and I asked the guy, where was the bus stop? So he told me where it was, and he started walking back towards me. And he said to me, would you like to have lunch with me? This guy, I did not know him from anywhere, but it was the Lord bringing a man into my life. And he asked me what I was doing down here. I said, I'm going to a conference. It's my birthday. My birthday is Valentine's Day. And I said, Lord, I want to be there for my birthday. And I knew he called me there. So I had shared with him that I needed a pair of pants and shirt because I had no clean clothes. He says, I'll be back in 20 minutes. And he came back with a brand new pair of pants and shirt. He asked me my sizes. And he went back with a brand new pair of pants and shirt. And he brought me also with him $300 for me to go to that conference, which I had no money to go to that conference. And that's what the Lord does when we obey him. And even in the little things, you know, sometimes it's insignificant things, but all those things add up to what God, how God responds to me.
Hearing the voice of the Lord is so important, and doing what he says. You know what the Blessed Mother said? Do whatever he tells you to. That's what Mary said at the Cana wedding. Do whatever he tells you to, which means God speaks to us in the depths of our heart, but we've got to listen, because without listening, we do not hear. I heard the Lord say this morning, you can start off the program with the school of the Holy Spirit. So you might say, well, why did he tell you that? I said, I have no idea, but that's what he said, and that's what I did. At least I asked permission. Usually we do it at the end, and maybe we'll do it at the end again. So, Jimmy, how do people listen to this inner voice, and how do they know it's God?
I've learned to listen to the inner voice. I've trusted that inner voice, and as I trust it and I see the results of it, I'm able to have more faith in it and strength in it and trust that more than even I trust my own mind or even the circumstances. Because as I do with those little things, it started out years ago by just doing a little thing that he told me, and I start seeing him show up, and then he shows up more and more. And I said, man, I could trust this voice, and I could trust myself or anybody else. That is the voice that has brought me to where I am today. It's the voice that has kept me, and it's the voice that will never leave you astray. And the voice also knows what's best for us. Even if we don't understand it, that is the voice that has been able to guide my life. And I've learned that voice by little actions of faith. I didn't always have the faith to go out of the country or even go to a different state, but my faith has grown to that point where I can trust that voice because I've seen the evidence of that voice.
What Jimmy is saying is I can trust the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, it's better for you that I go away because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to give you power and he's going to give you direction and he's going to lead you. Lead on, gentle light. Yes, this is the Holy Spirit who speaks in us. And he always glorifies Jesus. He doesn't do anything about himself, but he glorifies Jesus. The scripture says, he will glorify me. The scripture says, he will tell you of the things that are to come. He will convict you of sin. I tell you, we need that Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And you know, that's what we need in our churches. We need freedom. Like today I was giving a talk at Mass and someone raised their hand. And I said, you know what? I've got to answer that because he's asking a question. So I answered it and gave the best answer that I knew. But you see, a lot of places say you can't do that. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom. And most people are all bound up. They're all bound up. Talk about being in chains. But you know what, Jimmy, I found out about people that are in chains. They say they want to get out of the chains, but what they actually do is kiss them like relics. Because, you know, when I'm in chains, people will feel sorry for me.
Yes, I've been in that side of the life. And when I had that accident, there was tremendous pain in my life. And there was a lot of times where I drawed a negative attention to myself because I was so wounded and suffering. But I've learned one thing. It's when I'm walking in life and I'm walking in the goodness of God, I would rather that kind of attention than negative attention. And I've learned that it's better to be fruitful and to be a light and to be a blessing and to get that kind of love by being a blessing than it is to be in that place of always look into me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And I've been on both sides of the fence. And I would rather have it on the side of being a blessing and to be a help to somebody else.
Now, people are thinking, you know, how can I be a blessing? You know, who am I? I'm going to tell you. I remember telling Eleanor, you know, you've just received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Lord has come upon you. You have experienced his great love, his great tenderness. Now you have to do something. And she's thinking, I'm too old. And I say to her, you might be thinking you're too old, but you can do something. And she's thinking, what can I do? I'm too old. I said, you can go outside of an abortion mill and pray the rosary. Well, let me tell you, because she answered that, over 300 children have been saved. They're out there on Tuesday and Wednesday. And over 300 children and ladies and gentlemen have been saved as a result of it because she heard the word of God. But she thought, what can I do? Then I also said, you could go to a prison. And she goes to a prison every week, twice a week, and she preaches, and they love her because I've been at that prison. Let me just tell you, there's something for everyone. There's something for everyone. We are saved by grace through faith, but we have to show love with our hands. Love with our hands. We've got to use our hands to show love. You know, all you need is love. That's what the Beatles said, but I wouldn't agree with it. All you need is grace, which works through faith, which works through love. They forgot about the grace. They forgot about the faith, but it does. Grace, faith, and love. It's what it's all about.
I want to share with you what I do now is I go from city to city, town to town. Sometimes I'll be in a church and I'll just help encourage other people in the body of Christ. Sometimes I'll go to the street and minister the gospel. Sometimes I just love when people go out and have a cup of coffee with them. Sometimes I'll have a time in the church where they'll allow me to preach. Whatever door opens to me at this time in my life, that's what I do. Just say, Lord, whatever you open up for me, I'll do it. If nothing's open up, I'll go out in the street. I'll make something open up by doing what the Lord wants me to do. Stepping out in faith, obedience with faith. And we have to be doers of the word. Faith without works is dead. So we have to do something with the word that's in us. Whatever that is in your life. I don't know what's in your life. I don't know if you're called to be a nurse, called to go to the marketplace, called to do music, called to do art, whatever the Lord has put in you to bring change and to be a light in this world. That is what God has called you to, and you do that. It starts out sometimes as a little step, and it leads to bigger steps. Now I've been up and down the states and through even the West Coast. Now I desire to go overseas and to bring that glory and that presence of God with me, because we are the light of the world, and darkness is covering the earth. But the Lord says He wants His light to shine in His people, and we're the lighthouse of the world. We are a witness of the world. We are to be a witness of His glory.
We are a lighthouse to the world. We are a lighthouse to the boats that are grounded. We are a lighthouse, and we need to share Jesus with people. You know, Catholics say, you know, that's personal. Well, it's got to be more than personal, because people are dying all around us because they don't know Jesus. They have never experienced His love. They're dying all around us, and you know what? They're going to hell. Today, the gospel was that the way to heaven is very narrow and few choose it, but the way to hell is very wide and most people choose it. That's why we can't let people go to hell. Hell is worse than anything that you would ever want to see. It's being completely apart from God, completely apart from Jesus Christ. This is terrible. This is the worst thing that could ever happen. And you can save somebody by your witness. You can help somebody. Even if you do not tell them anything at first, you just love them. You just do what they need you to do. And people say, why are you doing this? Then you can tell them about Jesus. Tell us about the story when you were in the mall. That's a beautiful little story.
Yes, I want to share with you. I was in the mall in North Carolina, and I was walking through there, and I had just said to the person, a young kid, God bless you. He walked by me, and he came walking back to me. And he says, I want to receive Jesus as Lord of my life. And my parents have been witnessing to me, and I didn't want to hear it from my parents, but I do know I need the Lord. So we sat down, and I spent like 15 minutes with him. Real nice kid. And he goes, I know the Lord's real, but I never invited Him into my heart because my parents were sharing it so much with me. I wanted to make it my own personal decision. So he made that decision that day. And I said, now go and spend some time with other people that know the Lord, because you need to grow in your faith. We do need to be among the believers. Even though we're called into the world, we do need to be among other believers and brothers and sisters to encourage one another. I also share with you, too, that if it wasn't for Father Tom and Joe Laughlin and different men of God and people of God and women of God that came into my life, I wouldn't have made it. It wasn't enough for me to have an encounter with the Lord. I needed brothers and sisters to share the gospel with me and to love on me and to bring the healing and to bring the blessing to me and to help me let me know who I was in Christ.
You know, this mall experience, the father and mother planted the seeds in this young boy, and Jimmy Butler watered the seed, and God came. God came. I love it when God comes. I love it when Jesus comes. He shows up. Great things begin to happen when Jesus shows up. I'm going to tell you, I don't want to be part of anything. There's an anointing on this right now. When Jesus shows up, because He's showing up right now. His presence is right now upon you. And you just need to say, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, I surrender. I surrender all. Oh, yes, when the Holy Spirit shows up, when Jesus shows up, great things begin to happen. Great and awesome things begin to happen. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. That's what we need in the church. We need less meetings, fewer meetings, and more Holy Spirit. More Holy Spirit, where God shows up and God does things. Just the other day, I said to the people, how many people have experienced the presence of God in this little church? And I'd say about half of them. I said to the rest, and even to them, when you come to Holy Communion to receive the real body of Christ, I said, ask Him to give you His presence. And this lady comes up to me after church, and she says, Father Tom, it happened. I asked Jesus for His presence, and it covered me. It's still on me. His holy presence is still on me. You see, the only thing we need to do is to ask. Ask for His presence. Ask for His love. And be quiet. So, you know, you have two ears and one mouth. That means you should be listening more and speaking less. Twice as much, at least, because two ears and one mouth. Tell us the story about the suit. I like that story.
This is a very simple but beautiful story of God's love for me. I was down in Virginia, and this guy had it in his heart to buy me a suit. And I said, I'll go to the store with you, okay? And I really hadn't bought a suit since I was in high school. And I was really excited. And then I went to the store with him to buy the suit. And my spirit, I felt in my spirit not to get the suit. And I felt like, oh, God, I can't be rude to this guy. He's offering me a suit. I don't want to be withhold the blessing. Or also, I don't want to be rude to him. But the Lord had spoken to my heart not to get the suit. So I said to the guy, I said, I hope you're not offended, but I can't buy the suit. The Lord doesn't want me to get the suit today. So he comes back the next day and he asked me to buy he brought me out to another store and he said, I want you to get you a suit. And I realized this store was 10 times better, the clothing. And the Lord wanted me to get a better suit than the one that was in the store that I went to the day before. And it was the fact that God had a better suit in mind for me. That's why he had me say no. And I listened to that voice, and I ended up with the better suit.
You know, it's about giving our tithes and our offerings to the Lord. Tell us about that and how important it is to give 10% at least and offerings to the Lord. Tell us all how important this is.
Listen, I started back in 1992 when I had the car accident. I had lost everything during that time. I did go through a divorce, and I was also on life support, and I also ended up on disability, where, you know, people that are on disability cannot live on that kind of money. It's very, very little. But the Lord started having me give out of that tithes and those offerings out of that seed of that of check every month. And what happened to me over the last few years is I keep giving that 10%. Also, I give offerings to people that I feel in my heart to give to, whether it be in the street or wherever the Lord sends me. And also for the gospel and the poor, that's where I give to. And then after that I started traveling, and next year, you know, I've been up and down the East Coast about 7 to 8 times. The Lord has never let me go without. I mean, there might be days where I might have a struggle, but the Lord always shows up. And also the places I went and the people I would met and the places I've seen and the conferences I've gone to and things, I just could not live on that amount of money. I've lived on that money for the income is very, very little. And because of that tithes and offering, God is the one that brings the increase. I even read this morning that it says, do not rob God in your tithes and offering. That's what the word says. And he promises to open up the window of heaven and rebuke the devourer for the namesake. In this time, we really, really need to do what the word of God tells us to do.
I can assure you today that when we give to the Lord, it multiplies. And you know, you have to always remember this. God multiplies. He never divides. He multiplies. He's a multiplier. And you know, people that are Catholic have not learned how to tithe. You know, I tithe and I give offerings much more than tithing. You know, I give about whatever. Makes no difference what I give about. But I give a whole lot of money and continue to do that. And you know, sometimes I think the only thing I'm used for is being an ATM machine. You know, people come and they need this and they need that, and they come to me, and if you know, it's just the way it is. I don't even count that as giving. I don't even count that. I stop counting what I give, because God knows what I give and he knows how to multiply it. And there's something right now in my life that he's got to return back to me, because it's kingdom money. And Lord, you know how to do that. And we just let it go. Let God do everything. God arise and let all of his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and let all of his enemies be scattered. So let's let God arise by praising him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Wonderful God.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you for this day. Thank you for this day. I ask, Father, that your breath would come on all the people hearing the voice right now, that your fresh breath, the fresh wind of the Holy Ghost would come on every believer watching and listening to this voice right now, that the breath of God would breathe on you, breathe afresh on you, and give you faith to move mountains, that he would stir and activate the faith that's in you to do what he's called you to do.
Amen. Again, I thank you for listening. We're on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God, proclaiming the word of God, that God is a God who loves us, that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to pay for our sins. Oh, I love to speak on the radio because I know Jewish people are listening. And they're hearing about Jesus, their Messiah, because Jesus is the Messiah of the Jews and the Gentiles. And I know you're Jewish, some of you. Hallelujah. You'd never come to a Catholic service. You'd never come to any kind of service because you're Jewish, but you're listening. I know you are. And God says to you, give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus and watch what happens in your life as you give it to Jesus. For now, you can be a closet Christian. You could be a closet Christian as long as you give your life to Jesus. Ask Jesus into your heart. Pray with me. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, wash away my sins with your blood. Jesus, forgive me all my sins. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, pour out your Holy Spirit upon me. Jesus, I love you. 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 Jesus Christ, I love you. Lamb of God, I love you. Wonderful Savior, I love you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.